This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, rickety chair, and I haven't done anything about my rickety chair yet. If you can hear that. And the pollen. I'm thoroughly enjoying the pollen. Have you ever heard of the ash conformity experiment? If you were all wondering why any views contrary to the official narrative have they tried to cancel this, it's because of the ash conformity experiment. The goal of the experiment was not to get to the truth. It is to get conformity. Only conformity is allowed. Ash showed that people will actually believe things that they know to be false if they think everybody else believes these things. Monkey see, monkey do. That is the point of the COVID nightmare experiment we just lived through. You had to believe that COVID is hugely riskier than it actually was, so any actions are justified. You had to believe that vaccines are your only hope, even though the technology never worked. You had to believe that vaccines are safe and effective, although they were tested for only a few months. You have to believe that the unvaxxed are subhuman murderers to be shunned and even left to die. You had to believe that not wearing a known-to-be-useless mask is a sign of relentless selfishness. And you had to believe that children who are almost at no risk must be vaxxed or they will kill granny. None of that ever made any sense. But no dissent can be allowed because the ash conformity experiment showed that if one person stands up to the narrative, it is easier for the second one to dissent. I refer to this as the cascade effect. We're going to start seeing that now against all these woke corporations now that Florida has done what they've done. ExxonMobil is doing what they're doing. They're going to all start standing up. It's hard to be the first, but it's very easy to be a follower. Within this, if somebody stands up to the narrative, then another stands up and another stands up, and then control is lost. And this is why every dissenting voice has to be silenced. If one person cries, the emperor has no clothes, people will see the naked truth. And this cannot be allowed. What is the ash experiment? It was conducted by a guy named Solomon Ash, and it found out that most people, and that's spelled A-S-C-H, found out that most people, when seeing a consensus of participants agreeing on something that is fairly obviously false, actually ends up agreeing with those false opinions just because everybody else seems to think so. And then we get this. The critical element of the experiment was that 8 college students were included in an experiment where 7 of them were actors and 1 was actually the real subject. The 7 actors would go first and agree to a falsehood that was obvious to the real subject. Even knowing that the others were agreeing to something the real subject didn't believe, an incredibly large number of subjects went along with that falsehood. Overall, 75% of participants gave at least one incorrect answer out of the 12 critical trials. In his opinion regarding the study results, Ash put it this way, that intelligent, well-meaning young people are willing to call white black is a matter of concern. So, you know, and that is a very obvious example. Getting people to believe known falsehoods, white is black, is a pretty strong psychological tool. But it is also very dangerous because now we're stifling critical thinking. Equally critical is what happened if there was any dissent. In studies that had one actor give correct responses to questions, only 5% of the participants continued to answer with the majority. So, as Ash was showing it, if one of the sheep stands up and actually looks around, then the other sheep are going to stand up and look around. Critical to this was constant bombardment of the narrative from every direction. If only a few cracks in the wall develops, or even one, it falls apart. To ensure conformity, all sources must push the same narrative. Since all followed along, it also means that big media / big pharma / big government / big business were all in on the scam. They created the appearance that everyone else believed the lie, and great masses went along with it. And we've seen this in various Project Veritas videos where they've gotten out and said, well, we just got to make people believe they got to take this vaccine and that kind of stuff. Now, if you think that this is some sort of esoteric thought experiment, try Googling some thought counter to the narrative. Google knows that if the first three search items are positive, such as Hillary Clinton is great, or negative, that, you know, Trump sucks, a high percentage of their users will adopt the position, often without even reading the articles. It's interesting to have this pointed out, so thank you, Mr. Ash. There is a speech being given on artificial intelligence to a major university graduate program, computer program, with a Google representative as another speaker. The Google executive didn't address that issue. And if you're wondering why Barack Obama, Lie of the Year recipient, and Hillary of the disappearing email fame are out pushing more censorship, one person telling the truth is too dangerous. This is why Trump was so dangerous. Thank you, Mr. Ash. That's why no dissent by the heroes of the resistance like Drs. Malone, McCullough, Curie, Urso, Cole, and Alexander, the Barrington Great Three, and the incomparable RFK Jr. was allowed. There was no dissent allowed. They were censored and vilified not because of what they said wasn't true. It wasn't the facts. It was the acts. This is the old adage that the nail that sticks up gets hammered down, and it's true. And all the heroes mentioned have been hammered. And you don't even need to hammer down any nails if you don't let any stick up in the first place. Because no dissent is allowed. So now we know. This whole COVID narrative has been one gigantic ash conformity experiment. So has been the climate scam, gun control, the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, the critical race theory hustle, Ukraine. E-I-E-I-O. So here's the question for you, America. Are we going to be governed by continuing ash conformity experiments? Are we going to be free to think our own thoughts? Are we going to be an ash nation? That is the question, and the only question, the one question that destroys the narrative. Fortunately, while Mr. Ash showed the devil how to march us into hell, he also showed us how to avoid that fate. One voice can have a huge impact on freeing others to see the truth. It is not coincidental that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you don't think one man can make a difference, here's a quote. On December 30th, 1776, George Washington was going to lose most of his army as their enlistments went up. And he pleaded with them to stay another 6 weeks. And he admitted they had done all I asked of you and more than could be reasonably be expected. But now their country's future was at stake. Every man who would stay and serve, step forward now. The regimental drums rolled and not a man moved. And Washington rode down the line, asking, even pleading with them to stay. Friends exchanged glances, the total sincerity, the commitment of the man before them reached deep into their souls. And the drums beat again. One man stepped forward, then another. I will stay if you will, said a man to a friend beside him. In a few minutes, everyone except the invalids volunteered. And they went on to win the Battle of Princeton, the war for independence and your freedom. So, tell everybody you know before it's too late. One dissenter can have a huge impact on getting the truth out. Step up. History is calling. You can make all the difference. The Ash Conformity Experiment. Now that you understand what you've been put through, now that you see the signs, you have a moment where you can be a part of something. You can be a leader of something. And heartfelt for showing us the way out of the pit you led us into. We really do thank you, Mr. Ash. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Most everybody that serves within the Biden administration, I see them, and my first thing I want to do is throat punch them. from the president on down, they are the most arrogant, condescending bunch of idiots I've ever seen in my life. then there's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He could get a throat punch, but this guy is actually the oiliest, slipperiest, most mendacious cabinet member. And he just got put through the congressional ringer Wednesday and Thursday over his turnstile border policy, as well he should have been. And he put on the same BS show in a hearing before Congress, apparently to seek a bigger budget, hang out the usual tropes that have followed from his earlier claims that there is no crisis at the border. The border is under, quote, operational control, end quote. He's just doing what the law tells him. He's not dumping unvetted illegals from 157 nations throughout the country in the dead of night. He's pursuing alternatives to incarceration. It's the fault of the broken immigration system that he won't enforce the law. And he's proud of the job he's doing. Oh, and Trump did it. His consistent denials of any problem at all at the border is why he's so, why he's drawing so much ire in the way from Congress, even as he seeks more money for his do-nothing department. Biden's plans for dropping the Title 42 basis for instant expulsion on COVID pandemic grounds is forecast to attract as many as 18,000 new illegals into the U.S. per day, up from the current 7,000 or so. His solution is more agents, more resources, more money to create more turnstiles to get the unvetted illegals into the interior of the country faster before anybody can complain. And since nobody except for the worst alien criminals ever gets deported, even with 1.2 million judicial final deportation orders outstanding, that's a non-issue as well. The news reports about all of this have been disjointed, and many, like the one from The Hill, have brimmed with open borders bias, which obscured how important this microscope to Mayorkas from Congress really was. And the other clouding factor is that as good as many of the GOP congressional members are, like Jim Jordan, Josh Hawley, Chip Roy, they undercut themselves by interrupting Mayorkas all the time, inadvertently denying the rest of us the opportunity to watch him hang himself by laying out his open borders agenda. I get it. They probably get quite impatient listening to all the stuff they got to put up with in this current Congress. And when they've got a guy sitting there like Mayorkas. Mayorkas is, there's just, when they're doing that, Mayorkas, who is so tone deaf that he looks calm and reasonable, while in the meantime, beneath that veneer that is basically cluelessness, he's working like a wild man to negate U.S. border law. And rather than the Congress members, who look like they're having trouble controlling themselves, and it should be the other way around. They should let him shine as an example of stupidity and ineptness. And that said, the best performance was from Representative Matt Gaetz. Honorable mention to Burgess Owens. Gaetz understood the scope of the border crisis and did allow Mayorkas some space to reveal how bad he is. He began 1.2 million are undetained, free roaming about the country. They've gone before a judge. A judge has issued a final order of removal. How many ICE agents do you need to deport them? Mayorkas repeatedly indicated during the heated four-hour hearing that Congress needed to pass immigration reform to help correct the ongoing border crisis. In response to Gaetz' question, he repeated the message saying, "Congressman, I think we need what we need is legislation to fix a broken immigration system." ICE, however, does not rely on Congress to carry out deportations of those who've gone before a judge and received final orders of removal. Gaetz noted this, re-asking if Mayorkas planned to remove the 1.2 million people. Mayorkas did not answer the question and instead indicated resources were impeding his ability to carry out deportations. Gaetz then asked, "How much money do you need to deport all of them? How much money? How many agents to deport the 1.2 million who a judge has said have no right to be here?" Mayorkas replied, "Congressman, there's a number of questions that your question raises with respect to whether all of these individuals actually have been given due process." Gaetz interrupted the border chief to correct him, saying, "No, they have. These are people who've had their due process, okay? And here's the point. You have no plan to remove them. You don't know how many ICE agents it would take, and you don't know how much money it would take because you actually don't want to remove them. By letting him speak, Gates allowed Mayorkas to outlay, to outline his full agenda as a result. And we learned that Mayorkas has let terrorists into the country and lost track of them. The most telling part was when he asked Mayorkas about the criminal element rolling into the U.S. as a result of the surge and whether he knew if such people would be committing crimes. Now, Mayorkas has this calm, irritatingly calm demeanor of him. You know, it just infuriates me to watch him speak. Because he feels like he's got the power, like he's there just wasting his time. But when asked that question, if people that they're letting in the country would be committing crimes, Mayorkas replied, undoubtedly. So here he's volunteering you, an American citizen, or you, a naturalized American citizen, or some of you who may be illegal aliens who are here, to be collateral damage. And whether they like it or not, victims of illegal aliens on a crime spree, and barely anyone in the mainstream media notices that something is amiss. Now, he does pay lip service to the notion of following the law and enforcing the border, but with that undoubtedly reveals himself to be one cold character. Now, right now, the congressman, and listen, I think politics should be the coldest of professions out there, and I think that I'm almost certain it's almost impossible to do that. But right now there's some Congress members calling him a traitor and threatening to impeach him. And this is emotion. This is them getting too emotional about this. They should hold this and wait. And they, as soon as this is done, they should run to McCarthy and say to McCarthy, when this thing turns around in November, I want to go after this guy. And I'm going to need your support on this. And they need to be making their plans right now. They need to be revving up those engines. Anybody with that little regard for lost American lives deserves to be called a traitor. This politispeak that we're hearing out of Mayorkas demonstrates just how big the scope of the problem is. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. And these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News. Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. USA Radio News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Twitter is free again. Well, I don't know that Twitter ever was free, but it's free for us now. I can go in and just go gun on Twitter and tweet that. I can go in and say, hey, leftists, and tweet that. I've only done it a couple of times. I have a Twitter account. I think it's BFrady61, if you're interested in following me. I'm not putting too much out right now because I'm like a shark victim who gets back into the ocean for the first time, as are a lot of people. Interestingly, President Biden has created something called a disinformation bureau. Going under his Homeland Security Department, which is Mayorkas. And he's coming under fire for the creation of this dystopian bureau. And critics are blasting it just a way for the government to police free speech online. Which I can't wait to see how this is going to work. This is called the Disinformation Governance Board, with some suggesting that the timing is convenient, given Elon Musk vowed, you know, he's going to make it a free speech haven. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. In a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Hawley said he initially thought Wednesday's announcement was satire. He wrote, "Surely no American administration would ever use the power of government to sit in judgment on the First Amendment speech of its own citizens. Sadly, I was mistaken. Rather than protecting our border or the American homeland, you've chosen to make policing American speech your priority." Florida Republican congressional candidate Dr. Willie J. Montague tweeted, "Is there anything more dystopian than a disinformation governance board run by the federal government?" and Texas GOP Congressman Troy Neals griped they didn't need a disinformation governance board until Elon Musk threatened their control over the narrative. No, the Ash conformity experiment. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Lauren accused Democrats of spending the last few weeks planting the seeds for the backup plan in case the Twitter deal actually happened. And she, too, called the news dystopian and said the left can't afford to let the truth be anything but the way they say. The hashtag Ministry of Truth was also trending on Twitter as critics compared the new board to George Orwell's 1984 novel. Adolf Hitler had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Goebbels had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Stalin had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Biden has a Ministry of Truth. This is coming from Errol Weber, GOP congressional candidate in California. Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde added, Biden's dystopian disinformation governance board is seriously dangerous and wholly unconstitutional. I'm demanding Congress investigate DHH Ministry of Truth now. You've never heard of him, have you, Andrew Clyde? I haven't either. That demand that they investigate that. Oh, okay. Have at it. The newly formed panel will target supposed misinformation aimed at key points of vulnerability for Biden and Democrats, such as southern border immigrants, as well as monitor and prepare for Russian disinformation threats at this year's midterm elections, the DHS said. I rather think, while we're looking at this Ash conformity experiment, let me interject with Occam's razor. Most likely, when you look at something, the simplest possible solution is going to be the answer. And the answer here, the simplest solution here, has not so much to go on with the Russian disinformation stuff. It has more to do with, why would they sabotage the Democrats? Why would they sabotage the Democrats? While we were sanctioning Russia, right? We were buying oil from them until very recently. Russia now is in a position to demand people pay for their stuff in rubles, which drives the value of their currency up and ours down. Why would they sabotage the Democrats when they're getting getting a buffet on a gold plate? No, it has more to do with the fact that they just want to stay in power and they want to remain in control of the narrative. Remember, the narrative is always the key thing. DHS said the board will protect privacy, civil rights, and civil liberties as part of their duties, sure. And they're going to be led by Nina Jankowicz, a disinformation expert who has been criticized for repeatedly casting doubt on the Post reporting about Hunter Biden's laptop, New York Post. White House Secretary Ginger Goebbels said she didn't have details on the board's role or its executive director during her Thursday press briefing, but said President Biden supported the effort. We know that there's been a range of disinformation out there about a range of topics. I mean, including COVID, for example, and elections and eligibility. But I will check and see if there's more specifics. Having somebody get out and claim to be a disinformation expert. Yes. Nina is a disinformation expert. She specializes in spreading it. Very expert. The backlash over the creation of the board came as Biden administration also unveiled an international declaration for the future of the Internet with 50 other countries on Thursday that endorsed efforts to also curb online disinformation and harassment. Now, see, here we're going into something here that this directly parallels their efforts on gun control. See, nobody in their right mind wants crime of any kind ever. And they can get out there and declare it illegal, and they can declare it condemned and forbidden and all this other stuff. And still, there's going to be crime because criminals ignore stuff like that. And they're out here trying to control the uncontrollable with the Internet. The Internet is unleashed. The Internet is unleashed. And you have The same thing as the remote control on your TV at your fingertips. You can click away from something that you find to be distasteful, pornographic, disinformative, whatever you want. You can move away from it. But if you want to watch it, it's out there. And this is called choice. This is called free thought. This is called free will. That cannot be allowed in the Ash conformity experiment. The document they put out outlines ideas for reclaiming the promise of the Internet, and U.S. officials described it as an effort to counter the practices of countries including China and Russia. And it notably doesn't mention domestic U.S. struggles over Internet freedom, like the politically motivated censorship of news stories by private companies and alleged illegal government mass surveillance. Labeling something as disinformation means that you can put, the way they're exercising this, it means that you can put the censor lens on it. And, it doesn't describe a specific remedy for disinformation, but it does call for governments to foster greater exposure to diverse cultural and multilingual content, information, and news online. Exposure to diverse content online should contribute to pluralistic public discourse, foster greater social and digital inclusion within society, bolster resilience to disinformation and misinformation, and increase participation in democratic processes. It's actually been signed by many U.S. allies, including the governments of France, Israel, Japan, and the U.K., but the list doesn't include many of the largest but relatively poor democracies like Brazil, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, and the Philippines. But it is ignoring one key thing. You cannot control this kind of stuff. You can't control it. All you can do is put something out there as a counter and then leave it up to whoever's going to believe it. But they can't have that, because that's against the Ash conformity experiment. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
One more time, huh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I don't get to go get my back cracked today. My chiropractor's out of town. One thing I got to point out to you. The criminal element. They're not going to the gun show with their kids and their wife and their Labrador Retriever with the red, white, and blue flag on their car and buying guns and then going out and committing crimes with them. That's not happening. Violent crime like murder has plagued the U.S. over the last 2 years. And there's a lot of the blame game is happening right now. Pandemic. 2020 summer protests and riots following the death of George Floyd. The New York Times recently argued that 2020 skyrocketing increase in local gun purchases has also contributed to the spike. And this is an explanation that is being stomped into the mud. Like Charles Stimson at the Heritage Foundation, he told Fox News Digital in a phone interview this month. First off, let's back 30 years. For the last 27, 29 years, our country has had a dramatic decrease in violent crime. Violent crime peaked in 1992, 93, and has been on the wane ever since then until recently. That alone rebuts the New York Times argument that increased legal gun ownership has contributed to the spike in crime. What, they didn't do it for 30 years, even though they bought tens of millions of guns between 92 and now. Now, this is just pure logic. Coming from somebody that knows how to employ it. He was reacting to an April 17th piece published by the New York Times detailing the increase in violence seen in the U.S. since 2020. The article attributed three reasons to help explain the increase in violence, including the COVID-19 pandemic and the disruption to daily life it brought, as well as the high-profile police killings of 2020 and the protests that followed. And Americans bought a record number of guns in recent years, they stated as the third explanation. 2020 was a banner year for gun sales. An estimated 23 million firearms sold and more than 21 million gun background checks conducted. And that's what they know about in states like mine. And I don't remember how many guns I bought in 2020. But I don't have to go through a background check because I have a concealed carry permit. The numbers smashed records and notably spiked at the onset of the pandemic in March before jumping up yet again in June of that year as protests and riots spread across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. The New York Times story states, the guns that Americans bought remain in circulation. While COVID cases have plummeted and lockdowns have ended, new variants are still disrupting social services and life in general. The argument that more gun purchases contributed to the murder spike was also floated by The Atlantic earlier this year, but experts at the Heritage Foundation explained that correlation is not causation. The Atlantic, by the way, is owned by Steve Jobs' widow. And she's as left as the day is long. She is a social justice warrior beyond anything. Amy Swearer of the Heritage Foundation said the short answer is that there is absolutely no statistical evidence to that effect showing some causal relationship between the increase in gun purchases and increase in violent crime. Swearer explained that the ATF traced the highest number of guns that year and added the overall number of short time-to-crime guns traced increased in 2020. Time-to-crime refers to the time period between the first retail sale of the gun and the recovery of the gun from a crime. The number of short time-to-crime guns recovered nearly doubled in 2020 compared to 2019. Swearer directed Fox News Digital to an article published by the 538 and the Trace in late 2021, which detailed that law enforcement officials typically use shorter time-to-crime windows as indicative a gun was purchased with criminal intent. But what's important to note is that though the number of short time-to-crime guns recovered increased, the size of the increase was not abnormal, and the overall percentage did not increase compared to previous trends. Then we get Dr. Darren Wintemute of the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis. He investigated a possible relationship between the gun sales and increased crime and found none. And this is a guy that finds gun control happy gun control under every rock. The 538 article notes, instead, researchers concluded that unemployment, economic disparity, and physical distancing exacerbated by the pandemic were far more potent predictors of increased violence. Another expert, Julia Schleimer, a researcher in the Violence Prevention Research Program at the University of California, Davis, said the gun sales surge may have contributed to a surge in crime, but she noted that it's also possible that the increase in gun sales is not solely responsible for the increase in short time-to-crime recoveries. Swearer said the pandemic and lockdowns had many Americans questioning for the first time if they could protect themselves, leading to the gun sales increase. A lot of people were looking around, especially early on, and getting that first sense of, I actually don't know that if something happens to the government, the government will be there to protect me. She noted that the pandemic prompted police departments to change policy on how to respond to emergency calls, and response times lagged as a result. She explained this triggered many people who had not previously owned a gun, like women and minorities, to purchase a gun. Similar to Stimson, she pointed to America's history of gun ownership and said that it's not as if before the pandemic the U.S. had restricted gun ownership law. There were, prior to that, 500 million privately owned guns, a thriving black market for criminal guns all before the pandemic. In the years leading to 2020's crime spike, Americans were buying an average well over a million guns a month. So, after finding all of this out, in order to do their due diligence, Fox News Digital reached out to the New York Times for data backing up the argument that increased gun sales contributed to the crime surge and was directed to the Trace's data, which the Trace is the Bloomberg news agency. It could be called the Bloomberg anti-gun news agency. A previous article from the New York Times on the surging violence also pointed to a Harvard study that found that where there are more firearms, there are more gun crimes. That's not necessarily true. Where there's more guns in the hands of criminals than there are in the hands of law-abiding citizens, yes, there is more crime. Their data showed, the Trace's data showed gun sales spiked at the start of the pandemic with nearly 2 million guns sold, then spiked again in June as protests, blah, blah, blah. Another spike seen in January 2021, 2.4 million guns were sold when the Capitol faux insurrection unfolded and as President Biden took office. Stimson told Fox News Digital that the idea that this spike in crime has anything to do with legal purchases of weapons or people exercising the Second Amendment right is hogwash. He said, any prosecutor, defense lawyer, judge, and I've been all three, will tell you that the vast majority of violent crimes are not committed by people who lawfully purchase their guns. They have burner guns. They buy guns on the street. They steal guns. They're not going to the gun show with their kids and their wife and their Labrador Retriever with their red, white, and blue flag on their car. Said the left's focus on trying to reduce the number of guns is a head fake to focus your attention to the inanimate object as opposed to figuring out how to hold the criminal accountable at every stage of the criminal justice process, which is not happening right now. Therein lies the problem. That's not happening. Guns are inanimate objects, just like hammers, just like a knife, just like a rope, just like a shuriken throwing star. There's not one gun that has committed a crime in this country. There are criminals. Murder went up by 30% in 2020 compared to the year prior. Black American murder spiked by 32% that year compared to 2019 and by 43% when compared to the prior 10-year average. Estimates show murders in 2021 remained high at about 6.9 per 100,000 people that year. Major cities across the nation reported an increase in murder, including Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis. So you've got all these protests and riots and the Ferguson effect all playing a role in this. Certainly the protests and riots mid-2020 after the death of George Floyd followed a pattern of spiking violence we've seen following past viral police incidents like the deaths of Michael Brown and Freddie Gray. This has been termed the Ferguson effect. So, there's a lot of reasons crime increased, but a lot of it had to do with the Ferguson effect. A lot of it had to do with constantly releasing criminals back into the, you know, bail reform, and people like George Gascon, who's, they're trying to recall him in Los Angeles. He's committing more mayhem than the criminals. He's the enabler. I'll be back next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.